You're listening to Unity Online Radio, the voice of an awakening world. Thank you for tuning in for this Unity Partner Program. Unity Online Radio partners with spiritual leaders from organizations whose mission and messages complement Unity's. We are pleased to bring you this program on Unity Online Radio, the voice of an awakening world.
Thank you for joining us for the Michael Chapman Giving Show. Each week, Michael will highlight the joy of giving, as well as shed light on some of today's humanitarian heroes and donors in both the private and corporate sectors. Michael will show you why giving of yourself is truly the best gift you can receive.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to another edition of the Michael Chapman Giving Show. Really excited about today's guest. We've been following each other through social media vehicles, specifically Twitter, for quite a while. As you know, I host the Why Give tweet chat every Tuesday night, and my next guest has been a faithful supporter of that, and I'm so grateful. And she's going to be talking about her work as an author, as a singer, as an actress, as a children's author. We're talking with Carolyn Minor Daultrey, who is a multi-talented and truly gifted vocalist, songwriter, and author. And she's going to tell you a little bit about her story, how she became an author, a singer, all of that. Welcome to the show, Carolyn.
Welcome. Hello, Michael. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic. I hope everything's well in Virginia.
It is. It is very well, and thanks for having me.
You're welcome. So let's just jump right into it. Carolyn, why don't you tell our listening audience a little bit about yourself?
Okay. My name is Carolyn Minor Daultrey. I'm a mother of two grown children. I am an author of two children books, and I'm in the process of writing two novels right now. I'm a vocalist and a newcomer in the acting world. I've been acting for about 2 years, but it has been a lot going on.
Okay, so now let's talk a little bit about your work as a singer, as a vocalist. Are you working on any music at this time?
Yes, I am. I am working on my very first solo album, and hopefully it'll be completed by this fall. I don't have a genre right now, but I definitely say it's an inspirational album, and I believe the world is going to be enlightened a lot.
Oh, okay. So you're more in the inspirational. I thought you were going to say hip-hop or what you inspiration?
No, someone may say gospel. They're songs of my life, and I just call, you know, my life just inspiration, the lessons learned, inspiration.
Now, this is not really on my prepared list of questions. We're just going to have a conversation. So when you think about your work, as a vocalist, who are some of the people that have inspired you as a singer, as a vocalist?
My favorite is Phyllis Hyman. For some reason why she reminded me of myself. She wanted to love, and she loved hard, and she just was this sultry singer that sung from her heart. So Phyllis Hyman is one of my favorites. And I would say Donny Hathaway.
Oh, excellent choices.
They sing from their soul. They sung from their soul. And anyone that sings and it touches me in my soul, in my heart, I'm all in. So I would say Donny Hathaway and definitely Phyllis Hyman.
Oh, that's great. So let me ask you this here. Now, in addition to being a singer or a vocalist, you also are an actress, and you're relatively new to the acting world. Now, is there a particular role that affected you in a positive way? Can you talk a little bit about your acting work?
Yeah, I can tell you a little bit about that. Just about a little over 2 years ago, I did my very first stage play, and I portrayed Suge Avery in The Color Purple.
Okay.
That was an amazing time in my life. It touched me in a way that basically I realized we were similar, the father issues. Basically, Suge Avery, she was a wonderful person. She knew who she was, She knew who her creator was. She believed in God, and she wanted everybody to know that God that she knew. And that's pretty much about me. And she wanted that acceptance from her father, and I think that acceptance is what caused her to behave in some of the ways that she did. So that was one of the best roles ever. And since then, I've done a couple of other stage plays and a few commercials, and I have a few things coming up in the very near future as well.
Oh, okay. Now, maybe it's too premature to talk about some of the things that you have coming up in terms of your acting work. Do you enjoy stage? Do you want to do more film? Do you want to do television? Where does this rank in terms of all the things that you do, your acting piece?
Honestly, because I write a lot, I would love to produce what I've been writing. If I can take either, it would definitely be the stage, because it's authentic. Every night is authentic. So if you mess up, you mess up. If you do great, you do great. But I would take the stage because it's authentic.
Okay. Now let's talk a little bit about your children's book and what inspired you to write them, and how the audience can find out about them. Where do they get them from? Can you talk about your books?
Yes, I've written two children books. One is entitled I Am Fearfully and Wonderfully Made, and the other is I Can Do All Things Through Christ Who Strengthens Me. I Am Fearfully and Wonderfully Made was inspired by my daughter. She was attending a private school, and she was the only African-American little girl there, and she came home one day and she asked, Mom, why is my hair this way? Why is my skin like this? She begins to question her uniqueness and her beauty. And I set her down, and I just told her how beautiful she was and how she was uniquely made by God. And I just began to write. And as I was writing, there was a rhythm in my head. So along with the writing came a song. So with that book, it's the storyline, but then it's also a song that children can sing. And I Can Do All Things Through Christ Who Strengthens Me. I was going through a very painful divorce, but I just kept hearing, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me, and it would not leave my head, so I began to write. And that was my second children's book.
Now, in addition to the books that you've already written, I understand that you're also writing two new novels. And can you give a synopsis of each one of them?
Yes. One is entitled The Chronicles of the Woman at the Well. And these are true stories of my life after my divorce. I would say during and after my divorce. Of course, I went out on dates and I dated and were in relationships. And I learned a lot from each relationship, spiritually wise, and just things about me, who I was internally. But what I realized overall, I was walking around with a broken heart. So basically, both novels that I am writing, the other is PIMP, which is Predator in the Master's Pulpit. They deal with matters of the heart. So basically, if you're walking around with a broken heart, you're really walking around dead because you're not walking in truth. So that's pretty much the synopsis of those books.
Now, I want to impact this because this is a Get Real type show, and I know our listeners really value authenticity. And so let's unpack that just a little bit to the extent that you're able to communicate about it, Carolyn. And that is, what led to a broken heart for you?
I would think for me, it came from my childhood. I had a father and a mother in the home. I had both parents in the home. But my father, he never told me he loved me until he was on his dying bed. And after he told me, he literally died. So that left me with this anger that I felt you didn't love me at all, and I wanted your acceptance. And for years, basically, I realized I had been wanting acceptance that I did not receive from my father. If you really want to get down deep into it.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah.
So with that, I dated people that probably weren't the best choice for me. I didn't treat them well, and sometimes I did not allow them to treat me well. But as time went on, I married, and then I divorced. But during that time, it was extremely painful, and the divorce was extremely painful. The breakup was painful. So I'm thinking, oh, well, I'm okay because I'm divorced now. I'm free to date again. And I go out on dates still with not the best choices of men, only to realize it was my heart. I'm walking around with a broken heart making bad choices. And so now I'm writing about it. I have been pretty much keeping journals from childhood on up. So with the journal, I began to look over what I wrote about in the past and what was happening in the present. And I realized I had a broken heart, and it needed to be mended. And only God can mend that broken heart. And so that's pretty much where I'm at right now, allowing God to heal me and put those pieces together again.
So you created a great segue of where I wanted to go, and that is normally when people come on the show and they talk about their heartache and some of the challenges and the trauma that mm-hmm. they have dealt with in their childhood. How did you make peace with that? Is that something you're still wrestling with? Is that something that you're still evolving through, or have you made peace with that?
I made peace with my father. Mm-hmm. I realize I'm a lot like my father.
mm-hmm.
I made peace with that. And basically, the time with me being alone, God and my relationship with Christ, I'm realizing who I really am, what I'm capable of, the good person that I really am, that beauty is not external, it's internal. And I'm pretty much at peace with it, allowing him to mend my heart, because it's just like when something breaks, it shatters, and it shatters into pieces. And each piece has to be put together in its rightful place. So that is what I'm allowing God to do with me right now, just taking those pieces. And each piece that I get an understanding of is healing for me. And I'm dealing with that. And I'm realizing you have to deal with the matters of the heart first before you can do anything. But my goal with these books is my lessons learned and my pain and my disappointment will help somebody else. And that's my way of giving back, is by telling them my story, and hopefully it will help them to go an opposite way from the way that I went, so they can have a better journey, an easier journey, a less painful journey.
That's a powerful way and very meaningful way, Carolyn, for you to use your story, because I'm sure you've heard the expression on so many different occasions, our testimony is not always for us, it's for someone else.
Yeah.
And I
exactly.
do, yeah. And I know Definitely. You do that a lot through your songs. So you are a songwriter as well as a vocalist. And where do you draw inspiration? Is it from your personal life, which you've been through? And what is the favorite part of that process as a songwriter for you?
Yes, I definitely draw inspiration from my life, my pain, my dreams, my visions that I see, the greatness that's to come and is. I draw inspiration from the lessons I've learned and the revelation that I received from every single process. My favorite part of the process is the knowing, and the knowing that I'm going to be able to help somebody with the words that I use in these songs, in the books. Yeah, so that's pretty much what the good part of me writing and singing is, the knowing is going to help somebody and hopefully heal someone.
You know, everybody... or most people, should I say, Carolyn, has a personal motto or something that they live by, a personal mantra, something that guides them. What's yours?
In this journey, in my 51 years, I'm saying to myself, this is my favorite, the one that honors and respects the knowing of your importance to God and his kingdom is the one to keep in your life. And I say that because I have allowed so many of the not best choice of people in my life because I didn't know or honor and respect who I was to God. So now that I know, that's my motto, the one that honors and respects the knowing of my importance to God and his kingdom. It's the one to keep in my life and to have in my life.
Mm. Very well said. you know, when you think about your books, when you think about your work as a vocalist and your work as a songwriter, is there a message that is intertwined in all of those different things that you do that you want to impart to your audience? Is there a central message or theme that you want to leave with an audience every time you do these things?
Wow. It's a couple of things, but one of the greatest things is to love yourself just the way you are. Because you're uniquely made, and designed by God for his purpose. That's one thing. And the other thing that I want the audience is to deal with truth. I would say definitely be true to yourself, true to what you feel, because when you reject reality and you embrace what could be or maybe, you're not dealing with the truth at all. You're embracing all the wrong things. So I would say definitely love yourself and be true to yourself and true to how you feel and deal with it.
If you're just joining us on the Michael Chapman Giving Show, we're having a conversation with Carolyn Daughtry, who is a vocalist, an actress, and also an author of children's books, and is really on a crusade to really get the message out for people to really love themselves as much as God loves them. And we're having a great conversation, so thank you for joining us now on the Michael Chapman Giving Show. I want to ask you this question as well, and that is, when I reached out to you and I asked you to give me a question that I must ask our audience, one of the things that you put was, ask me this question: what are five things you can't live without? So I want you to talk about the five things in your life that you know that you cannot live without.
Okay. One is, I say Trinity, which is the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost. I cannot live without them, period. I am nothing without them, because that's my leading, my guiding, my conscience. It's everything. So one is Trinity, the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost. Giving, I can't live without giving, because no matter what we do, every day we're giving something, whether it's we giving our time, going back and forth to work, or helping somebody else. I cannot live without giving. I cannot live without truth, because the truth is the real understanding that heals. So I need truth. I can't live without music. I love music. And I'm going to say I can't live without understanding.
Now let's talk about giving. Obviously, this is the Michael Chapman Giving Show, and what we talk a lot about is charitable giving. We talk about philanthropy. We talk about giving back. What are some of your charitable passions, things that you care about? So if you were to volunteer your time or give a donation to, what things grab your heart?
I love children. I love children because they're authentic and they're real. And there are a lot of children that don't have. So children, I just did a February. For all the February birthdays at the Boys and Girls Club, we had a birthday party, and that was a lot of fun. So I work with a lot of children. I do a lot of things that I don't tell. I do gatherings for the homeless, the You Are Special Day. And basically that is... you get about 20 homeless families, and I have people who volunteer and sponsor these events, and they will have a grooming. The women get their hair done. The men get their hair trimmed, cut. The children, it's like facials, nails, just treating and pampering them for that day, letting them know that they're special and they're perfect just the way God made them. And those are two of the things that are very close to my heart, the homeless. And children.
Yeah, those are very worthwhile charitable pursuits. I mean, I think when we interview a lot of people on this show, Carolyn, that probably is the area that tugs at people's hearts the most on this show is children. Yeah, that's interesting. When you go out and work and volunteer with children, does that provide inspiration for your books?
Yes. And I know I'm constantly saying this, but being your authentic self, I love being around kids because they are so real and authentic. And that's major for me. I love truth and authenticity, and that is what I get from children.
Mm.
And they're innocent.
And their innocence, yes. Their truth, their authenticity, their innocence. What's next on the horizon? I know you have the two new books that are coming out, and you talked about those a little bit, The Chronicles of the Woman at the Well, and PIMP is a book that you're working on. Anything else that our audience needs to know about what you are working on?
Yes, I'm working on my very first solo album. We're trying to debate if it's going to be a full-blown album or just the EP. And I actually have written every single song, so I'm pretty excited about that, to see the outcome and hear the outcome of songs that I've written from my heart. And hopefully that will be completed by the end, you know, by the fall.
I have a message coming in my Twitter inbox, a question from someone who is listening now live through our stream at unity.fm. And the question is, people want to know your information, Carolyn. And they said, when you were, you know, after your divorce, when you started dating again, obviously you're not married now based on what you communicated. What are some of the lessons that you've learned from going from being married to the divorce and getting back into the dating scene again? What are some of the lessons that you've learned throughout that process?
The biggest lesson is to make sure I am healed from all the pain and disappointment of the divorce. I would definitely say make sure your heart is right. Because if not, you're going to make a lot of bad decisions. Well, I'm not going to say bad. I'm just going to say you're not going to make the best choice. That's major. Please make sure your heart is intact, and you're healed. Because a divorce is damaging to the heart. It really is. And I've learned to just take my time, that I don't have to be with anyone or do anything that I don't want to do. I am in control of every moment when I'm with that whomever, that person. So know that you're in control of you, not in control of the other person. You're in control of you.
Yeah. And, you know, I know this is a giving show and not necessarily trying to transform you into a relationship coach or a relationship expert. But since we're talking about the topic and people like authenticity, like the children, you know, keeping it real, the other question I'm getting now via Twitter is the question related to what are some of the things that when you go through a divorce and now you find yourself single, what are some of the things that you do to occupy your time? Would be one. And then the other question is, I should have asked this first, how long were you married prior to your divorce?
I was married 13 years, almost 13 years. We were married in 4 months of meeting.
Okay.
And we stayed married 13 years.
That's another show right there. That's another show. But go ahead.
So that's what happened. But I thought we did an excellent job to have gotten married in 4 months. And I tell people, I don't put a time on when to get married, how long to wait, whatever, because everyone is different. Every situation is different. And you're learning people, and you're learning yourself until the day you die.
Right.
So I don't put a time limit on it. And what was the other part of your question, Michael?
What are the things you do to occupy your time once you make that transition from, you know, being married to now all of a sudden finding yourself single again? So you talked about the idea of giving yourself time to heal. So what do you do to heal through that process?
I begin to pray a lot and just build my relationship with Christ all over again. There was one book that I read that changed my life to me, you know, that helped me realize, you know, I'm okay. And that's Discerning the Voice of God. And I think it's Priscilla Shriver. That book changed my life to the point that I saw beauty in everything. I stopped being judgmental. I had to forgive. That was major during the divorce and after, to learn to forgive. That's major. I read the Bible. I established my relationship with Christ. I began to write a lot. And I learned to love myself and pamper myself and just go out with myself instead of with other people. And that being alone is not a bad thing because you're never alone. But being by yourself and learning you is one of the best or greatest things you could do for yourself. Because if you don't know you and know who you are, 9 times out of 10 you're going to go out and get connected to a lot of wrong. So
the next question. Yeah, I don't mean to interrupt, but just want to make sure we get this question in. We have roughly about a minute and 50 seconds left in the show. It goes really quick.
Okay.
But the question was asked, what inspires you? What inspires you?
What inspires me? What inspires me the most is seeing and hearing people persevere and giving and helping others. Just giving really inspires me. And it's not that I give because someone else is worse off. I give because that's the cycle of life. So giving and just seeing people persevere and hearing other people's stories of persevering, that inspires me and let me know I'm going to be all right no matter what. And I don't compare myself to anyone else. I have
and
I learned to love me.
Yeah, we have about a minute left, and I want to make sure I give you a chance to tell our audience how they can contact you.
Yes, the books can be purchased on my website, which is www.carolynminerdaughtry.vpweb.com, and they're on Amazon as well. I'm on Twitter at CM Daughtry, and I'm on Instagram, CM Daughtry 1. And Daughtry is D-A-U-G-H-T-R-Y. And that's how I can contact.
I'm afraid I'm at the end there. I tell you, these shows go so quickly. I have about 25 seconds. I just want to wrap it up. We've been talking today with Carolyn Minor Daughtry, who is an actress, a singer, vocalist, and a children's author, about just her whole personal story, things that she's overcome in her life. I want to thank you so much today, Carolyn, for being a guest on the Michael Chapman Giving Show. We'll see you next time. Thank you, Carolyn. Thank you. We'll see you next time on the Michael Chapman Giving Show. Tell everybody about us. See you next time.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to the Michael Chapman Giving Show. Join Michael at 11 a.m. Central on Thursdays as he helps you uncover the joys of giving, featuring today's best-known philanthropists, private donors, public foundations, and a host of others. To give really is to receive.
Online Radio has helped you grow spiritually through programs like this one. Please consider supporting this online radio programming. Visit www.unity.fm and click on Donate Now. Thank you for helping us continue to serve as the voice of an awakening world.